Now, Sidney Cam obviously was the head of this whole section, obviously chief designer. When you joined, was he working?
Yes, he actually
had an office in the.
And an office in Kingston. He also had an office in Claremont.
The design office at some point had moved, hadn't it? Because they were based down at Claremont at that time.
Well, all the secret work was done at Claremont.
Right.
I think there were fewer people in Kingston than there were at Claremont. And he sort of, all of them, sort of fluctuated between the two setups. Because it wasn't far, really, it was only a T-shirt. But we saw quite a lot of them, so they were around.
So all the people who were at Claremont also put in an appearance at
Well, not
at
all
Kingston.
Of them, but I think the important designers were in and out of Kingston at the same time. And that's where I met Sidney Cam.
Can you tell me a little bit about when you met Sidney Cam? What you thought of him?
Well, he came into the office one day and asked what I was doing. So I told him, and he said, "Boring?" No, I said, "Not at all, it's very interesting." And he said, "Are you interested?" And I said, "Yes, I want to be a draftsman someday." And he said, "My daughter's a draftsman." And I said, "That's interesting." So he said, "Well, one day I'll take you to meet her." And everybody said to me, "What was he talking to you about?" I said, "Oh, he's telling me about his daughter." I said, "Huh." You know, I don't know why he's talking to you. But anyway, he did come down one day and said he was going to Claremont. Would I like to go? So we had a lady called Maisie Palmer, who was in charge of the typist office. She was engaged to marry one of the senior draftsmen. She said, "Yes, you go. Yes, don't worry, get your clothes on, go. And you can tell us all about it when you come back." So he took me, introduced me to his daughter.
So this was Sidney Cam.
Yeah.
And you
chatted all the way down.
And you went down in his car.
His car.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Nice car. Yeah. And
so this was his E-type Jag, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was just a trip out for me because it wasn't working or anything. It was going in Sidney Cam's car. That was the thing.
He was very proud of that car, apparently.
Wasn't he? Loved it.
He was very, very proud of that car.
And I sat in the front with him. But, yes, she was nice. His daughter was very nice. And I said, "I'd like to work down here." And he said, "Oh, well, perhaps one day." And he actually took me down twice. And then when I went to court, he took me to court in his car.
So what were you, when you went down, what was he talking to you about?
Oh, he was talking about, you know, what did I know about hawkers? And I said, "All my family work here, you know." And we just sort of talked about the family and aircraft and about my brother and about what I was going to do. Told him I was hoping to get into the Wrens, but hawkers wouldn't release me, and they said, "But that shows you're doing a good job, you know." And they were sort of trying to persuade me to stay. And we just general chatting, you know. He told me about his daughter and what a nice girl she was. And
what did he say about his daughter?
Oh, he said she's lovely. She, you know, she's lovely. You'll like her. Very friendly girl. And she was. She was very nice indeed. And he said, Phyllis, I think, her name, Phyllis.
Phyllis, yes.
Yeah. And he said, she loves it here too. She is really into aircraft. So I said, "She's got to be with a dad like you." And, you know, we were sort of just chatting, really.
So you mentioned that she was a draftswoman.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't...
That's what he said.
Mm. That's what he said.
Mm. That she was busy in an office. I'm not sure what she was doing, you know. But
she was actually working at Claremont.
At Claremont, and she worked at Claremont permanently. And she took me off to have a coffee and let her, you know. And then he brought me back, and they all said, "Oh, come on, tell us about it," you know. So I said, it was interesting. He said to me, I'll take you again. I said, he's promised to take me again if I can go, Maisie. She said, well, I can't say no, can I? If I say no to him, I'll be in trouble. So, yes, I went down twice.
What did you talk to Phyllis Cam about?
Oh, about I wanted to be a draftsman and so on. And she said, well, that's, you know, you can. So I said I was going, I was doing aerodynamics at goodness knows why
at the Technical College.
With some of the chaps who were the trainee draftsmen.
You went to Claremont on two occasions then,
mm-hmm.
and of course they'd been sort of evacuated out of there.
Yes.
Because there'd been this air raid on Kingston, and they were very concerned, I guess, to keep the secret stuff out, but also keep the real brains of the organisation out of harm's way.
Mm.
And of course it was a palatial mansion, had been the home of Princess Charlotte, and
it was lovely, yes, beautiful place.
And it was quite different accommodation from what Hawkers was used to, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So can you remember anything about Claremont?
Well, it's a school now, but it's still a lovely building. I mean, Claremont, the park, the garden, the land, is a National Trust.
It's National Trust, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, they had all of that to themselves during the war, and safe and not really the sort of thing that anyone would be wanting to bomb. You know, it was just a big house and a lot of land, and I think they probably did the right thing by going there. It's, I think, in a way, we got away with it. Kingston being so important in that role, Kingston wasn't bombed all that much. We had lots of bombs fall on us, but not a sort of blitz like further up into London. If they had sort of blitzed it, they would have crippled Hawkers in no time, because it wasn't a very big building at that time.